Blog Talk Radio.
We are the UR Tennis Network. Our mission is to be the voice of tennis. We enlist a team of passionate enthusiasts to promote our sport. We strive to bring interesting perspectives on the many spins of tennis. Our goal is to provide the learners of our sport with current news and information from many angles. We seek active participation from communities interested in tennis, but tennis is not interested in them. We are expanding our outreach. Tennis is a true lifetime sport that needs to be talked about, and the UR Tennis Network pledges to pursue this idea relentlessly.
Good morning and welcome to the Parenting Aces radio show on Blog Talk Radio's UR Tennis Network. I'm your host, Lisa Stone, and we are going to be talking high school tennis today on the Parenting Aces show. I'm looking very forward to chatting with today's guest. Before I give you a little bit of background on him, though, I want to just thank all of you who have reached out to me after reading yesterday's Parenting Aces article about the loss of our sweet doggy Domino. And I've just gotten some incredible emails and Facebook messages and tweets and text messages. So thanks to all of you who've taken the time to reach out. It's been a sad week around here, and we miss our puppy a lot, but she brought a lot of joy to our family, and so we have lots of fond memories to keep with us. So, that said, let me tell you a little bit about today's guest. Brandon Feissner is a coach. He is a former USTA employee. He was a multi-sport high school athlete and didn't actually come to tennis until his senior year in high school, but he then coached high school tennis starting in 2007 and has been involved in the sport ever since. He coached for 5 years at the high school level, founded the King of the Bluegrass Tennis Team Championships in 2008. In 2011, he began working as the marketing and promotions coordinator at USTA Kentucky, and that same year, DecoTurf took over as the title sponsor of the DecoTurf High School Tennis Team Championships, and Brandon has been involved with that tournament as well. He left USTA after a couple of years, but continued to serve as the tournament director for the DecoTurf High School Tennis Team Championships, which had been held in Chattanooga for the first time this year. So that's a pretty cool move for our Southern section. He's also served as a volunteer photographer at the Western and Southern Open in Cincinnati and the official photographer for our U.S. Open Series tournament, the BB&T Atlanta Open. This spring, he decided to start the National High School Tennis Association, and I'm going to let Brandon talk about the impetus behind the organization and what he's hoping to accomplish. But before I bring Brandon on the air, I want to go to a quick commercial, and when we come back, today's guest, Brandon Feissner.
Warning. Orthopedic surgeons are seeing an increase in overuse injuries when young athletes perform the same repetitive stressful motions over and over. Pitching, tennis, weight training, even long swimming workouts can cause overuse trauma that may require surgery. If your kids play and train hard, visit orthoinfo.org or stopsportsinjuries.org. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the American Orthopedic Society for Sports Medicine.
Welcome back to the Parenting Aces radio show on Blog Talk Radio's UR Tennis Network. I'm your host, Lisa Stone, and today we have with us Brandon Feissner. And I just want to remind my listeners, if you'd like to call in and chat with us during the live broadcast, that number is 714-583-6853. Again, 714-583-6853. Let me bring Brandon on the line, and we will jump right into today's show. Brandon, are you with us?
I am. Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks so much for joining us. I know you are a busy guy, and so I appreciate you so much taking the time to be on the air with us today and to share your experiences in high school tennis. My listeners are pretty familiar with the fact that, my son played his freshman year and his senior year of high school, but took a couple years off in the middle there. And I am a big proponent of high school tennis, as are you. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on what made you decide to start your website and start promoting high school tennis as heavily as you are right now.
You know, Lisa, it's one of those things that, looking back over the last nine or so years that I've been involved in high school tennis as a coach or tournament director, it doesn't receive near the publicity that it should. The players that play high school tennis don't receive near the recognition that they should. In the same line, the coaches, a lot of times they kind of get swept under the carpet just because they are a high school coach and not necessarily a tennis professional. And just wanted to do everything that we could do to promote the game of tennis, especially the high school side of things, to provide kind of extra benefits to those coaches, in that we hope to continue to expand with the site and add kind of some instructional things as well. And as our mission statement on the site says, our ultimate goal is to promote excellence and encourage growth in high school tennis throughout the country.
And why don't you give your website address for our listeners real quick?
It is myhstennis.blogspot.com. And we're working on getting, hopefully by the end of the month, we will have it up to where it will just be myhstennis.com. So everyone will, that will be a nice, easy site to remember, and hope that we can continue to get traffic there.
Great. So the way I found out about y'all is I received an email about your national high school team rankings and your All-American list. And I'm proud to report that both my son's high school team made the list and my son made the All-American list, which was a really, really cool way for him to finish his junior tennis and high school tennis career. I mean, that was a pretty neat thing to see. So can you share with us why you decided to do these rankings and All-American designations and the formula that you used to come up with your lists?
When I first sat down here this spring and was thinking about things that we can do to kind of improve the game of high school tennis, increase the recognition around the game, and kind of tie every state together, kind of the obvious solution was to come up with a national high school ranking system. And there's never really been, I know this past year, the National High School Tennis Coaches Association finally went back to trying to do a ranking system. But I wanted to try to find a way to do one that was completely unbiased, was completely by the numbers. I didn't necessarily want it to be a ranking system as far as performance on the court, because I feel like in a lot of cases those can get that bias to them. I wanted this to strictly be a rating system, to where it was by the numbers, and there was no bias there. So what we did was we went through every state association, all 50 member state associations, and found the, in most cases, about the top 8 to 10 programs in the state, got their rosters compiled through media sources, and began compiling the universal tennis ratings of all the players. It ended up being nearly 1,600, I think, boys, and just about the same number of girls, players that we had to compile rankings and things for. We then chose the top 5 universal tennis rating, the top five highest ratings for each team, and combined those in what we called a Power Five rating. I know that the universal tennis rating system does a similar concept to this with collegiate tennis, and they make a Power Six rating based off those top six players. But we were a little hesitant to do six at the high school level because the states all play such a different format. There are a number of states that will only play four or five players consistently throughout the season, depending on their format. So we felt that five was kind of that good, easy medium that made sure that everyone that needed to be included was. So combined those five scores and ranked the teams accordingly. And that way it was completely objective. It was not biased. It was all by the numbers. There was nothing we could do to change that either way. Now, from that list of players, we went through and chose a starting point, and it varied from boys to girls on what that was. I want to say it was a universal tennis rating, I believe, of 12.75 for the boys. And let's see, for sure, it was a 12.5 was kind of our starting point for the boys, and a 10.0 for the girls, and made a list of all the players that were on those high school teams that had a UTR at least 12.5 for a boy or 10.0 for a girl, and then went back through the high school associations again for the second time to find any other players that may have had that level of ranking that weren't included on the teams list. And we ranked those players from top to bottom and chose the top 50 players in the nation based on that UTR. And again, I felt like it was a good way to make sure that our goal was to make sure that everyone was included, regardless of whether they are at the biggest, highest level of high school tennis, or whether they may be the only player that plays tournaments on their team and they're in the lowest division of high school tennis. If that player was worthy of that honor, we wanted to make sure they received it and make sure that it was, again, not objective in any way, not biased. So we kind of took the fun out of it in some ways, and that we didn't get to choose per se. But I think it made the most complete set of rankings and All-American status that is available.
That's very cool. I can tell you from having looked up UTRs for tournaments and done that kind of work on parentingaces.com, it's very time-consuming. So as a parent, I want to thank you for your effort because, like I said, for my kid, it was much appreciated. He was very excited to receive the honor, and so I know the other kids out there feel the same way, and thank you for all that hard work.
Well, you're very welcome. That was kind of our goal from the get-go. Was there's a lot of these players that that play high school tennis that don't necessarily get the recognition that they should because they're out competing with their team. They're not necessarily traveling the entire spring playing tournaments and things. So they kind of get in some regards once they play high school tennis, and we wanted to bring back that recognition for them because they certainly deserve it because I feel like it benefits the game of tennis, especially when some of these top players continue to play. It just provides an overall boost to the game of high school tennis especially.
Sure. So in addition to providing these ratings and rankings through your website, what are some other things that you think we can do as a tennis community to help promote high school tennis, help people understand the value in it? Because I got to tell you, I mean, my son had very valid reasons for not playing high school tennis for 2 years in the middle of his high school career, and I hear similar arguments from other parents. In fact, I just got an email this week from a mom who is really torn, and her son is really torn about whether or not to play for his team because the coach gives priority to seniors, and this kid will be a sophomore and feels like he's not going to get any playing time, and you know, he has to then take time away from his own training to be at team practices and team matches only to sit on the bench. So what can we do to make things better?
Well, I think there's a number of things that can improve the game of high school tennis long term. I think one is continuing to have some form of recognition or benefit to playing high school tennis. I think what the people at Universal Tennis Rating System are doing is phenomenal in that they are trying to get high school tennis more recognition. They are trying to get more teams and tournaments to submit their results so that they can be included in that rating system. I think that will be a big boost because then it's not like that player is playing 3 or 4 months of tennis and not getting any recognition out of who they played, because they may play the best player in the country or the worst player in the country, and no one ever knows about it because with the thinking the way it has been, it was just high school tennis. And that's kind of what we are trying to get away from, is these players go by just their name. We're trying to make it more than just a player playing for themselves. And I think that's what was neat about when we did both the All-American and the team rankings. It gave that player something else to compete for, rather than just saying, hey, I'm playing the game of tennis for me. You're now playing to represent your school. You're now playing to represent your community. And you're playing to represent your coach. So it adds a lot more to that. I know that there's certainly been a lot of animosity per se towards playing high school tennis, especially sophomore and junior years of high school, because of the pressure of competing in USTA events to get the rankings up for college recruiting. And it's hard to argue against that, in that that is kind of the system that's been laid out for so long. And that's one of the things that we're hoping to turn around. And I hope that the relationship that UTR is having with these schools to try to get that information included in the rankings will kind of turn around that stigma, because there's a lot more college coaches that are starting to lean towards looking at UTR, because it is a single straight metric system of a player's level of play, as opposed to where they may be ranked in their class or where they may be ranked in an age group. It gives everyone a straight line ranking. And I feel like that the inclusion of high school tennis in that will really help change some of the outlook, especially in these areas where some of these top players play high school tennis. And I think that the hard part is getting a couple of these top players to begin to play for their high school teams, and it kind of snowballs from there. If you look at areas like out in California, especially Southern California, and you look at areas like Chicago that are heavily represented, like on our ranking list and stuff, that is areas where these top players have decided to play high school tennis. And then once one of them hears that the other one's playing, they want to play. And then once one of them hears that those two are playing, they want to play. And it continues to grow to where now these players are getting the same quality of matches that they would get in these high-level USTA events just by playing high school tennis throughout the spring season. And there's not the extra costs associated with playing a national junior schedule. So not only does it benefit the athlete by playing high school tennis, it benefits the parents because it is a huge relief on the checkbook for a couple months out of the year.
I will attest to that. It's a huge advantage. Yeah.
And ultimately, I know there are a couple fantastic high school tennis tournaments out there throughout the country that give those players and those teams an opportunity to not only compete within their state and some of those top players, but to go out and play against some of the best players and teams throughout the country. And that's one of the things that we hope to continue to build and grow with this site, to make awareness of these events, and to help the overall game, because the key to players wanting to play high school tennis is for them to be able to get recognition, especially with college coaches, because that's the ultimate goal. I mean, a lot of these kids that are playing junior tennis aren't playing they're playing for a love of the game, but the ultimate goal is to go on and play collegiate tennis and or play professional tennis at some point. And you have to have, the way the system is, you have to have the rankings and ratings out there in order to be found by these college coaches. And I think that's kind of the first step, is to find a way to get more recognition for high school tennis in general, because as I said, there are some areas that that high school tennis is, I mean, on a weekly basis, is stronger than any tournament schedule that mm-hmm. a player could imagine playing. I mean, to see some sure. of these players on a week in and week out basis is phenomenal. And that was one of the fun parts about putting these rankings together, was to just see how strong. There's always been that stigma of, it's high school tennis, and it's not. We have some phenomenal players playing high school tennis right now.
Absolutely. Have you guys reached out to the ITA at all to kind of form some sort of alliance, bridging that gap between high school and college tennis, and getting the recognition from the from the college coaches for these kids that are playing high school tennis? Because the college coaches will tell you, you know, they don't look at high school tennis results right now, but they do value the lessons that these kids learn by virtue of being part of their high school team. It's great preparation for being part of a college team. And yet there's just always been this disconnect between the high school programs and college coaches and recruiting.
Yeah, it's something that we certainly as we continue to build the site and build this brand around the National High School Tennis Association, that we look to reach out and get more of those parties involved, to get ITA involved, to continue to get more of the Universal Tennis Rating System involved, to try to get USTA involved, to try to find ways to get all of these parties that do and mean so much to junior tennis and collegiate tennis to come together around the high school game, because that's the only way that it's going to continue to grow. When these players start to see more resources and things thrown at the high school game, they're going to want to be more of a part of that. It's when they have to go and play on courts at the public park 2 miles down the street that they start to wonder, is this really worth it? Mm-hmm. It's when we can get courts at the schools. It's when we can get these teams involved at playing at high-level facilities when they go to events and things, that is really going to make the game of high school tennis continue to take off. And using those resources, using the ITA and using USTA and using all the resources that are out there and available, we hope to do that down the line in making more college coaches aware of high school tennis, because then again, not only are the players going to see more funds and more effort being thrown into high school tennis, the college coaches are going to notice that.
Sure.
And I know just in my experience as a tournament director and as a coach and stuff, I've heard a number of examples of, and it's very interesting depending on the college, of coaches telling kids after they've signed their junior, senior year, or committed their junior, senior year, telling them, well, don't play high school tennis your senior year because I don't want you to get hurt. It's not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
not going to help you as much as playing USTA tournaments. And then you will get some coaches, as you said, I think that there are coaches out there that really value the team aspect of high school tennis and what that can do for the players, and push their players towards playing high school tennis once they've kind of committed and once they're settled into their college decision.
Sure.
But it's being able to bridge that gap between, like as we said, that sophomore and junior year where it's so it's such a valuable time for those players to build those rankings that they don't want to be a part of high school tennis because there's no benefit to them of playing high school tennis when it comes to being recognized by collegiate coaches.
Right. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to do my part, and when we're done with this today, I'm going to send the link to this podcast to Tim Russell at the ITA and to Bill Mountford at USTA and see what we can do to really build those relationships between high school tennis and the college coaches, because I've seen it, like I said, with my own child and what he gained by being part of a state championship team this year at his school, and you know what that did for his confidence level, what it did just for him individually, that sense of accomplishment, because it was a goal the team had set at the beginning of the season, and then you know, to be able to accomplish that as a team was an incredible thing. And, you know, it just, it sets the tone for what's coming these next 4 years in college. And I think it's an important step. And it doesn't mean that every junior player needs to play all 4 years of high school tennis, but I certainly think they should experience at least 1 or 2 years at the very least, and especially if they think college tennis is on their list of accomplishments and goals, to understand what it means to be part of a team. Because as you've said already several times during this show, tennis is so individual, and most of the time these kids are playing only for themselves, and they need to learn how to play for their teammates and for their community. And, you know, what better way than joining the high school team? So let's shift gears a little bit and talk about the DecoTurf High School Championships and also the New Balance High School Tennis Championships, because these are two events that are gaining in recognition. They are elite events, and both events are run incredibly well and offer great opportunities for these kids. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your involvement with the DecoTurf first, and then how, you know, you're kind of building your relationship with the New Balance event as well.
Yeah, the DecoTurf High School Championship started, as you said in the bio, it started in 2008 as the King of the Bluegrass Tennis Championships, and started as a dream of mine to run a national event. It started with 8 teams in the state of Kentucky that year, and was just kind of a low-level state event. And the need, kind of as I ran that event, I realized the need for an upper-level high school tennis tournament was there. I mean, there's high-level basketball tournaments and high-level baseball tournaments and volleyball tournaments all throughout the country during those sports seasons, but there was really only one other event in the country at the time that was a national high school event. So we took this event that began as just a Kentucky tournament in 2008, and by 2010 we had broadened it out to have more of a regional appeal. We started attracting teams from Indiana, from Ohio, from Tennessee, from the Chicago area, up in Illinois. So we really started to broaden the name that year. In 2011, the wonderful people at DecoTurf with California Sports Products up in Massachusetts signed on as our title sponsor. And I still shake my head every day trying to figure out what in the world has happened since that day, because the event has absolutely exploded to a level that I still to this day I'm kind of like, what did I start? We had 50 teams this past year when we moved to Chattanooga, Tennessee. We had 20 girls teams, 30 boys teams. We had some of the top players and teams in the country. Just looking at our rankings that we were talking about earlier, our boys teams, we had the number 4 team, number 5 team, number 10 team, number 14 team, number 21, 23 teams in the nation, all right there. And that's just in the top 25 that participated in our event on the boys' side. And same on the girls. I mean, we had some outstanding teams on the girls' side that participated in our event. And we continue each year to find ways to attract these top teams and these top players. And you know, I've been told by coaches that in some cases, the only way that they get their top players to play high school tennis is to know that they are going to this event. Because
wow.
They know that when they get there, they are going to see some of the best players in the country. And that's a huge benefit to our event, because that's our ultimate goal, is both with the event and especially with the National High School Tennis Association, is to continue to get those players to play high school tennis. And to know that what this event can do is provide those players a little incentive to come and play and to stay on their team is huge. We had the team that won our boys' event this past year, Wiregrass Ranch, out of Wesley Chapel, Florida. When it was all over, it was an outstanding semifinals and finals, and they knocked off our two-time champion, Hinsdale Central, out of Illinois. And one of the players came up to us after the event, and he said, "Thank you so much." He said, "I've been dreaming about winning this."
Wow.
And to hear that the event has gotten to that level, that the players care that much. I mean, they were running around. You'd have thought that these kids just won a grand slam.
That's awesome.
And to see that, and then on the girls' side, the same thing. We had a team that was very strong last year out of Walton High School, out of Georgia. Their girls come back again this year. And they lost in the finals last year to Baylor, who was a three-time champion. And they come back this year and beat Baylor in the semifinals and went on to win the event. I believe they actually swept in the finals at that point. Won all
nine
courts.
That's my son's school, by the way.
And it was phenomenal to see this year, because
yeah.
They all stayed together. I mean, they had four girls that were going on to play collegiate tennis.
Right.
That all
right.
stayed together, that all played high school tennis again, and came back with this. I mean, one of their sole goals was to come back and win this event.
Yeah.
And to
and
know
they
that,
won the
that,
state
that means,
championships, too.
And went on to win the state championship.
Yep.
And it's a huge accomplishment for these teams when they can say that they won both of these. And what we strive for in this event is to make this an experience for the players. I mean, a player can go to any tournament anywhere in the country throughout the year. They have an opportunity. The places they can go are mind-blowing. And for them to come to our event, and I know it's not cheap for some of these teams. I mean, we've had teams come from California and from Miami and from Oklahoma and New York. And for some of these teams to spend the money that they spend to come to this event, to travel here and be a part of it, we want it to be something that when they leave, those players go, "Wow, I want to come back." Or those players go, "Wow, that was the best tournament I've ever been to." I had a coach last year on their –
No worries. Share with us some of the things that the tournament offers that sets it apart, because I think it's important for people to understand why the kids are saying what they're saying about your event. What makes it stand out?
we strive to do for the players. We set up this past year with a move to Chattanooga, a fantastic move for our event. If anyone in the tennis community has not been and seen the facilities that they have in the city of Chattanooga, first off, make a trip because it is worth it. They have some phenomenal facilities. They've got outstanding people in the tennis community in that city. That helped tremendously this past year. We got involved with the move down there, set up a players party, an outstanding players party on Thursday night at the Tennessee Aquarium, where players had private access to one building of the aquarium. We had snacks and things for them. We're building on that this year we're adding a DJ, and we're adding caricature artists, and we're adding face painting and all kinds of various things to make that experience even better. So we kind of like to start the event off with a bang, with this big special private access event. And then we give, every player, just like most tournaments, every player gets a T-shirt. But we've also partnered with some great companies to try to give our players and coaches more. The players also got free Frog Talks this year and last year. The players also we do a full-color program for this tournament, just like they would a big national basketball tournament or something. We actually do a full-color program for this event. So these players can take this home, and they say, look, here's my name in the program, and here's our picture from when we won last year. And we try to do everything that we can to make this event stand out and be unique. With the coaches that bring the players, we try to give them as many benefits as we can. We've partnered with some great companies in the past. We partnered with Match Tough for a while to give out scorecards to the coaches, the scoring devices. We've partnered with, all the coaches got chili pads. We try to get them great gifts. And we try to make it to where, again, they're not just going to a tournament. They're having an experience. We emphasized to our wonderful group of volunteers this year, who I can't say enough about, the importance of this event to these players. And one of the number one things when we did our post-tournament survey was how outstanding the volunteers were, how great the hospitality was. And so we try to take this from being just an event. I've had a coach come to us that's coached at the collegiate level, and she came up to me after the event one year, and she said, thank you again for running a great tournament. I said, oh, you're welcome. She said, I just want you to know I told my girls before we come up here that she said, I've coached a number of collegiate tournaments. She said, and even the collegiate tournaments don't compare to what you put on.
Wow.
And
that's high praise.
So to provide, it is, to provide the players with that kind of experience is all that we strive for. Mm-hmm. That's why I've started the event. That's why I've continued to run the event. It's not, in no way is it a moneymaker. We've had years where we've barely broken even. but it's what anything that we have to do to make this event possible is worth it, because when you see those players at the end and you see the smiles on their faces and you get the text from the coaches that say, thank you, all my players have talked about the whole trip home is coming back next year, that makes it worthwhile.
Sure, absolutely. And so now we also, in addition to your event, we have the New Balance High School Tennis Championships that's in its second year. They had a fantastic first year last year on the Harvard campus. They're back at Harvard this year. And I know you've spoken with them, and I'm curious what you're learning about that event and what plans are for the future there.
You know, as I told you, Lisa, I just got off the phone literally minutes before the radio show with Home Team Marketing that does all the the marketing for the New Balance Championships. And the marketing rep was really funny. He said, you know what? He said, you two are telling me the exact same things about what your events are wanting to do. He said, when I talked to the New Balance people, he said, their number one thing is we want it to be a great tournament, but we want it to be an experience. And some of the stuff that they have added up there for this event in Boston are phenomenal. I mean, this year the players are going to a Blue Man Group show on one night. They got their welcome dinner one night. They're going on a tour of Fenway Park one night. And then got the award ceremony the last night. They've got the on-site catering there at Harvard. So the benefits that players get playing in that event, they get the New Balance gift bag with the shoes and clothing from New Balance. The benefits that they are providing these players with is phenomenal. And I think that's why this event took off to the level that it did. Because it can be very difficult to start a tournament that is a high school event. And now their event's a little different in that, yes, you have to have competed for a high school, but it is essentially a USTA tournament. They don't have near the restrictions that a team of our event during the year has, but it is the things that they are doing up there are phenomenal. I know they start next week, and I look forward to following from a distance to see the continued success that they have, because I think it's doing great things for the game of high school tennis. I mean, you get players that want to be a part of this event, but they know, hey, I can't do it unless I play on my high school tennis team.
Right.
And that again, it brings one of those, here's a special reward to you for playing high school tennis, for being a part of it. Because playing high school tennis does much more than just benefit that player. It benefits, I mean, you have on a high school team, you may have one or two of these nationally ranked players that could spend their whole spring playing high-level tournaments and wouldn't need the high school tennis. But when they come and be a part of that team and can help those mid-range sectional players get a little better, and they can come and let those lower, newer, novice tennis players kind of see something to strive for, it does so much for the game of tennis. I know that we bring, we have a couple teams that come to the DecoTurf tournament that are solid high school teams, but aren't to that national ranking level yet. And they bring their teams back to sit and watch the championship match and stuff, just to give those players something to strive for, to say, hey, look, here's what our future can look like if you all put in the work. And I think that's what having the New Balance Championships and stuff does, is it gives that added incentive. The younger players are seeing these juniors and seniors and things that are playing this event and coming back and telling these stories about how awesome it was up in Boston on Harvard's campus, seeing the Blue Man Group and playing some of the best players that high school tennis has out the country. And that makes those young players want to play and try that much harder.
It just becomes
a great cycle for the game of tennis.
Is there any talk of developing a more extensive, you know, kind of circuit of high school tournaments in addition to the DecoTurf event and the New Balance event?
You know, it's interesting because having started the DecoTurf event 9 years ago, we've had a number of coaches. I want to say there's been three coaches that have come through our event and went back to their hometowns and started an event just like ours. And it's really rewarding to see. I know one great example is the Blue Angel Southern Tennis Classic in Pensacola, Florida. Coach from Booker T. Washington High School come up and played a year in our tournament and went back home and met with another one of his local coaches and said, we've got to do something like this. And so I'd love to get to where there are more high-level tournaments. One of the goals with the National High School Tennis Association site is to really showcase those events. I'm working on trying to do a piece right now on the New Balance Championships that's coming up so that more people are aware of that and the high-level players. But to showcase these team events as well so that players learn about them.
Right.
And,
Would you consider adding a calendar feature on your site that
definitely,
you know,
yeah,
lists the events
and
entry deadlines and all of that?
Yeah. One of the things that I want to do is eventually is I'm going to add a section on the site to where coaches and tournament directors can email me to say, hey, I'm looking for 3 matches in the month of March, or we need 4 teams for our tournament, and try to be a central site for all these coaches because there's a lot of these teams that may not, within their own state, may not see much competition on a year-to-year basis because they're one of the top teams. They're used to going in and beating everyone, and they're looking for competition, and that's where I hope that this site and stuff can come in handy for them, because now they can post up, hey, we're looking for 3 matches in March and try to get some contact with these out-of-state teams and stuff like that to go play more competitive matches. Because
great.
That's the kind of stuff that's going to continue to grow the game.
Sure.
High school tennis is fantastic in what it does at the local level, but anything that we can do to take it beyond that, like some of these tournaments are, like New Balance is, like our Deco Turf tournament is, like the National High School All-American out in California, anything that those events can do together to help promote the game of tennis, to help make tennis more, high school tennis more recognizable is exactly what we're going for, because that's the only way that we're going to continue to grow that game.
Sure. Okay, this is a good point to give your website out again. So tell us the web address again.
It is myhstennis, and we want players to remember that. It's my. It is there. myhstennis.blogspot.com.
Okay. myhstennis.blogspot.com. I'm going to have the link on the links page at parentingaces.com as well. For those of you who are like me, have trouble remembering stuff like this, so it will be on our website as well. But I just love what you're doing, and I think that there is so much room for high school tennis to be a significant contributor overall to junior tennis that we've just missed, and we've just kind of let it flounder. And one of the issues, and this is kind of a sore spot, I think, is the level of coaching in high school tennis. And, it's something that I hear repeatedly from parents is, my kid's high school coach is, doesn't know anything about the game. They're insisting that the kids be there, but they don't know how to run a practice, or, they won't let them go to their own drills where they can continue to get better. They insist they come, but then the kids spend 2 hours, chasing balls around the court. It's not a productive way to spend their time. So can you address that a bit, the level of coaching that we're seeing right now in high school tennis and how that can improve?
Yeah, and at least I think I've got a good perspective on that, because as you said in the intro, I mean, I only played one year of high school tennis and did not play junior tennis as a lot of these players now do. So I came into coaching high school tennis with a much lower level of tennis knowledge than a lot of the coaches around. But it's one of those things that our goal with this organization and with high school tennis throughout the country is to provide a place of a place for those coaches to go for educational items and for instructional items and stuff to make them better coaches. Because I understand that there may not be a tennis pro in every city that is interested in coaching high school tennis, and you don't have to be. There's a lot of areas that the players play high school tennis that those players may or may not ever play a USTA tournament. I know when I coached the school that I was at, those players, I bet a majority of them didn't know that USTA tennis existed, which in some cases is an advantage for those smaller schools, because then you get players that focus on the high school side of things and aren't, you're not fighting that battle of players running off to play USTA events and things. But I think that the key for us with our site and for high school tennis throughout the country is for the other coaches and us that have resources to reach out to those coaches and to provide a place for them to come and learn how to be better coaches. And for I encourage those coaches that may not be tennis people to reach out to those in your community, whether that is finding your local college that has a tennis program and asking that coach, hey, can I come sit and watch a couple practices so that I can get some drills and stuff that I can do with my team, or going to the USTA league practices, join a USTA league if you're one of those coaches that isn't necessarily a big tennis person, just to go to the practices and see how those are run and stuff. And be a part of that team atmosphere, because being experiencing that yourself, especially as a beginning tennis player that's learning how to play tennis and stuff more than some others, that can really help you on the court yourself, teaching your own players. So that's the biggest thing is we've got to get. I don't expect every coach throughout the country to be a tennis professional, because, frankly, the pay for high school tennis coaching is, in most cases, not very high. People are not going to coach high school tennis for the money. They're coaching high school tennis for love of the game. And as long as they can take that love of the game and run with it to find ways to better themselves and better their program, there are a ton of phenomenal resources out there. I know when I first started coaching, I was ordering book after book after book, watching videos. YouTube is a fantastic resource for these coaches to just continue to improve themselves. And don't be afraid to ask, especially if you're a coach that is not as knowledgeable about the game, but you've got players that are. Don't be afraid to ask those players, hey, what drills would work best? Use your resources that are around you, because that's the only way for you to continue to improve. And ask for help, because there are very, very few college coaches out there or high school coaches that are going to say no to someone coming and trying to learn more about the game to better themselves and the tennis community around them. Eventually, once we get this off the ground and we can get a little more support, one of our goals with this site is to host one or two like national coaching clinics a year, so that some of those coaches, both the top high-level coaches and those beginning coaches can come together, can learn from each other, because one interesting thing that I brought to tennis in our area was all the knowledge that I had from playing all the other sports. And then, you know, that can be a real benefit, because when I started coaching tennis, I explained to the players, I said, I'm not as concerned about how you play the best you can. I'm not going to be as concerned about how you play. I'm going to be concerned about how you represent yourself and how you represent your school and how you behave and stuff on the court, your sportsmanship and things on the court, which I had brought in from all the other sports. I brought a lot more of the team aspect of things in from the other sports when I started coaching and brought that into tennis, as opposed to some people that, again, come into tennis with that idea that it is an individual sport. And hopefully, just like I said, use those resources around you. If you're at a school that's got a nationally ranked football program, go ask that football coach if you can sit in on a day or two of his practices just to see how he runs things, because it's those kind of qualities that in the long run are going to continue to make you a better tennis coach, as opposed to just, I mean, the tennis knowledge will come. There's plenty of resources for that. But it's those added little things that you can do to make yourself a better coach and to make your team a better team that are going to benefit you.
Absolutely. And one other thing I would love to see you share is getting sponsors for the teams, because to travel to events like the DecoTurf tournament or the New Balance tournament does cost money. And, you know, to have team uniforms costs money, to provide balls and court time and all of that is costly. And there are, I'm sure, in every community, businesses that would be happy to sponsor the high school team in exchange for a banner on the tennis courts. So, you know, I think that would be something that would be really useful too. And, you know, maybe there's a way to supplement the coaches' pay through sponsorship money so that it is a more attractive job to these coaches. And you know, I don't know. It just seems to me that high school tennis in the 4 years that I've watched my son go through just does not get the respect it deserves. And it's a shame, because the kids work hard, the parents work hard, the coaches certainly work hard, and I would love to see the sport be right up there with football, basketball, baseball, soccer, lacrosse. It deserves to be.
Yeah, and that's one of those benefits that you know, I've been really fortunate. My wife laughs at me all the time and tells me that I could talk the devil out of his soul. So I'm really fortunate that I am a marketing person, in that I've been able to get some great sponsors for our event. And a lot of the people, the coaches and stuff that have come to our event go, wow, I never even thought about getting sponsors for our high school team or our little tournament to help supplement things. And they went back and they found sponsors for their events or for their teams, like you talked about, to help offset some of those costs. And I think that one of the benefits of getting involved in the community and talking to people around you, go to those college matches, go to those, try to get involved with the USTA League stuff if you're a college coach or if you're a high school coach, because you're going to meet people there that are high-level executives at their companies, and that are willing to give money to your program to help grow tennis. Because, again, tennis is a sport that 98-99% of the people that play tennis for a love of the game. And if you get involved with those people, they're going to go out on a limb to do anything that they can to help you better your program. And the biggest thing that I tell people when they come to me and they're like, "What? How do you get all these sponsors?" And don't be afraid to ask. Because the worst thing that the company or the individual can tell you is no. And you've lost nothing. You're right where you were when you began. So do not be afraid to go to these companies and say, "Hey, we really want to go play three really strong teams out of state this year. Is there any chance that you could give us whatever the amount is that you want, a couple hundred dollars, just to help offset some costs so that these players aren't having to pay all that out of pocket?" And a lot of times these local companies will do that. And because a lot of them know, even the non-tennis people, a lot of them understand the game of tennis in that it is such a high-class sportsmanship type of sport that you're not getting in with. You're getting in with the level of student-athletes that you want to be with. You're getting in with student-athletes that care about their education and that care about their future. A lot of these tennis players go on to do very, very big things in the world beyond tennis. And for them to give a little bit back to help these players, a lot of them are really willing to do that. Just don't be afraid to ask.
Well, that's a great point. We are unfortunately at the end of our hour. I'm so sorry because I'm enjoying so much talking with you. You have so much information to share. Brandon, will you come on the show again?
I would love to be a part of it again.
Okay, awesome. I'm going to keep tabs on your site, and I know big things are ahead. And to my listeners, I hope you will check it out. These ratings and rankings are a fantastic start, but Brandon's got lots more stuff in store for high school tennis and promoting high school tennis throughout the tennis community at large. So, Brandon, thanks again for being with us today. And to my listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. The podcast will be online later this afternoon, and I hope you'll share it with your friends who have kids that are contemplating high school tennis. Hopefully this will make them decide that, yes, it is worth their time, worth their effort, and they want to be part of this great aspect of our game. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next week on Parenting Aces.